And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Now, yesterday this went viral. It is a video of Melbourne United player Isaac Humphries revealing this very emotional side of himself to his teammates. He plays for the NBL, if you don't know what Melbourne United is.
Yes.
And he has become the first openly gay male to be playing in the NBL, okay? And he discussed his struggles. There is a trigger warning here for suicide, because he does discuss that too. So, of course, Lifeline's always there, 13, 11, 14. But I just watched this yesterday and I was just in awe of him and what he's done for himself and for the sport and for the gay community. So just have a little listen of his speech yesterday.
A few years ago, I fell into a very dark place, a very lonely place. I couldn't be who I am, and I attempted to take my life. And the main reason behind me becoming so low and being in that point is because I was very much struggling with my sexuality and coming to terms with the fact that I'm gay. And I hated it about myself. I was disgusted at myself. I thought that I could not be that person within our environment, within a basketball environment. And it wasn't until I was in a community that's full of pride and happiness and joy. And it was a big wake-up call for me. But then came the big, you know, question mark of how do I be a basketball player and how do I join a new team when I've finally come to terms with this about myself and I don't want to hide who I am anymore.
Amazing.
It is amazing. And you and I having a discussion off air and you said something important too. You're like, why does it matter? Like, why do people have to do this?
It's easy to say that, right?
Yeah. But,
and certainly someone who's not gone through it myself or not really, not been close to anyone as they're going through it, put it that way. I know people have got people I'm close to that have done it, but I haven't been there with them going through that. It's particularly, it's a lot in the teenage years, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I just, you know, for me, it's such a everyday part of life. That's where we're at as a society, and it's no one bats an eyelid.
Mm.
And, you know, my daughters will grow up with gay uncles and aunties and family friends and stuff. And so for them, it's not even a thing. It's just weird that there are these little pockets of our life now that are still almost holdouts to this public perception where everybody else has got to this point where they're like, hey, who cares, whatever. But as a sports person, I know within religion as well, there are just two examples of places where it's still very much taboo.
Exactly. And this is what makes it so sad, that he's the first openly gay player in the NBL. Like, and he's only the second player in any top tier league in the world to come out as gay. That blows my mind because it's, what is it, like one in four people are gay or something? Like, it's so normal. It's so normalized. And it shouldn't be something that he struggled with. So that's what broke my heart, that he struggled, that he wanted to take his life, that he felt like that was the only option.
Yeah.
And so it's so beautiful for him to come out and sit there in front of his teammates, obviously in an area that seems like it is comfortable. Not saying that his teammates would have made him feel uncomfortable, but that, like you said, that part of that sport in particular. You look at AFLW, right? It's a lot more open.
Everyone, sure.
There's so many gay people in AFLW.
Yeah.
But even in AFL,
it's not
no current players, you know what I mean? And when that soccer player what was his name again?
Adelaide United, yeah.
Yes, Josh Cavallo. When he came out, everyone made a big deal about it too. It's because they obviously feel that they need to keep this inside them in those professional sports. And that's really sad. So I am so proud of Isaac Humphries. One, for coming back from those awful dark feelings, you know, he should be so proud of himself. But also just to be open and to open himself to that for a community that struggles still constantly in 2022 and for young people that are coming through.
Yep.
Or older people who are seeing him now be open about his life and play this sport. It's very important and well done to him.
Bravo.
I'm very proud.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Let's say hey to Beck from the newsroom.
It's time for lyrical headlines. headlines, headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
Ooh. Improv drum. In the studio.
Yeah.
You're feeling it this morning, Beth.
I'm pumped.
All right, I'm pumped to win.
Okay, is there a theme for this week?
There is.
What is it?
Kind of like why I'm pumped. Oh. Crowded House being in town this weekend, so I'm looking at artists that have been or are coming for A Day on the Green.
Amazing. Oh, nice. I love that theme.
500th show for A Day on the Green, which is quite the accomplishment. So well done to the Day on the Green team. Okay, well, that's exciting. You're going to read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job, as if they're news bulletins. We need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other to get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lewis.
Loggy.
Sorry.
I know that's what you wanted to say.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're ready to play. Is everybody ready to play?
Yep.
Let's do it. Lyrical headlines. Question number one.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Blue Jean Baby.
Loggy.
Lee.
I think that was Tom.
I did
to
hear Tom.
There.
Elton John, Tiny Dancer.
Yeah.
One of the best moments ever, seeing him. So good.
Were you at Mount Anita?
Cool. I was at Mount Anita.
It was awesome.
And it was one of the concerts that didn't have sideways rain coming out.
No. Yeah. And it was just lovely. And the way he just sat and played for like 2 hours was amazing.
It was so good. The red wine was flowing. I remember everything.
And did I hear correctly that there was then everyone's like, encore, encore, and then a helicopter lifted off from behind the stage.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, bye.
Probably not going to get an encore.
Probably not.
Amazing. Good on you, Elton. All right, question number two, lyrical headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Breaking my back just to know your
Loggy.
Name.
Somebody told me The Killers.
Yes.
Well, somebody told me you had a boyfriend.
And they'll be here before we know it.
Less than a month away, and we've known about it for 3 years.
I know, it's finally here.
It's like, have they been yet? No.
Hayling, is your mic just a test?
Right, I have been a fraction of a second behind on both of those.
And I saw with that one, you're like, I know it.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Question number three.
Lingy.
This is for the win for either Log or I, or to take it to a tiebreaker.
Come on.
It's the A Day on the Green edition of Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner.
Loggy.
Five.
It's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Three.
No, you can't do that. It's a Red Hot Chili Peppers Under the Bridge. So. suck on that.
We need to work out how quickly you start your countdowns versus how quickly we're allowed to start our countdowns. Wouldn't you agree,
Lingy? I didn't know you were allowed like 15 seconds to think of it between saying your name
and giving an answer. And then it's 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
But it's never like that when she does the countdown, is it? No, she always gives
this
us plenty of breathing room.
It's very funny. Was that correct, Beck, or
incorrect? It was
incorrect?
Correct, though.
There you go.
Hey, this is so much fun. Can you do the tiebreaker for us?
Yeah, do the tiebreaker.
Even if we don't have time. Bad luck, Tommy.
Do the tiebreaker.
We definitely don't have time. All right, here we go.
Hey, it's back in the newsroom. Now, here you go again. You say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? It's only right that you should play the way you feel it, but listen carefully to the sound of your loneliness, like a heartbeat drives you mad.
Loggy!
Five, four, three, two, one.
What's it called again? It's the raining one.
The thunder always happens when it's raining.
That one.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you're right, but that's not the name of the song.
What is the name of that song?
Five,
mate, this one. Geez, you can't count her down. Don't hurry her.
We've got to get to news.
We
know the answer, Tom and I. We just don't want to give it.
Is it Dreams?
Wasn't one of your daughters born to this?
Sarah? No. Fleetwood Mac, but not this one. It is a tune. Dreams. Oh, sorry, I forgot the name of it. Anyway. Wow, what a good round of lyrical headlines, guys.
Yay!
Isn't it nice when we all play together nicely? Beck never wants.
These are embarrassing.
Absolutely
embarrassing.
Well, different rules for
don't sip into the microphone.
I'm sipping.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Rosalie and Snap at 14 past 8 on K-Rock 955. Tom Lingy Loggy, the Mimosa Homes for re-promotion on Now. T's and C's do apply. Stay tuned because Loggy reckons she's going to write a parody song of that.
It's called Clean Snap.
Yeah.
You are loving your own work right now.
Wiping 1, 2. Where are you? Have the a ghost poo.
The ghost poo edition.
Just see, right. No one. Yeah. Sorry, I think it could go on. The Tom, Lingy and
Loggy podcast. Up Mildura way, we found out yesterday that you're shoveling quite a bit of sexy talk for a butcher's up there.
You are quite the sensation in the border town of Mildura.
Yes. Butchers on Deacon is the name of the...
Yes, you found it.
Butcher on Deacon, I should say.
You brought it to us and I cannot believe that you found it.
Hey, let's just, for the people that didn't catch this yesterday.
If you're not getting it enough or you're not satisfied with what you're getting, see the men with the meat that really satisfies. Butcher on Deacon are well known for what they've got and for the way they give it to you. Only the best quality meat with the best quality service. Butcher on Deacon offer you a great selection, from a simple snag to mouth-watering delicacies for a special meal. See the guys with the meat that really satisfies.
The meat that
Butcher
really
on
satisfies.
Deacon Avenue, Mildura.
It's been going off in the fam chat, and my older sister was like, I really love how they do the clink in there. Like, it's like it's really upper class.
Yeah.
Like, the meat satisfies.
Now, what you don't know, Log, is that while our minds were elsewhere during lyrical headlines, Tom and I were tracking down a phone number.
Because we thought,
said butcher.
We thought we might call Mildura.
Yes.
And see if the meat still satisfies. Because you did that ad quite a while ago.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Do I have to answer the phone as the sexy?
Yeah, I reckon. You to play your part in this one. You've got to go with us on it.
Wait, I've got to get in the vibe. Okay, they open
as far as we know, they open at 8 a.m. So I believe it's still 8, it is 8 a.m. now in Mildura. So let's...
It is, Tom.
Let's call them. Okay. This is not rehearsed or anything. We're just going to give it a go, okay? That's cool.
Butcher on Deacon, this is Brody speaking.
Hi, Brody. I'm looking for the men with the meat that really satisfy, because I'm not getting it enough and I'm not satisfied with what I'm getting. Is this the right place to ring?
You've come to the right place, yes.
Oh, have I? Thank God. I've been searching and searching and just nothing can satisfy me.
Brody, good morning. You're on the radio in Geelong.
Hi, Brody.
Do you recognise that voice, Brody?
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm the voice behind the men with the meat.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Loggy.
How are you?
Yeah, well, I'm good. And I hear that you're quite happy with what I've provided. You're quite satisfied with it.
It's worked well.
It has worked well. Are you getting a lot of people looking for the meat?
Yeah. Yep, we sure do.
Yeah, right.
And are you satisfying those people?
Oh, from what I've heard, yes.
Okay.
Brody, I want to talk numbers. When Loggy first voiced this ad for you, what sort of percentage jump are we talking in your sales? Did she have a big impact?
Well, it pricked up a few ears, that's for sure. Yeah.
Pricked up?
hard to talk, think numbers, but yeah, it definitely worked.
Fantastic. Okay, can I just ask, who came up with the idea? Was that driven by you guys?
Well, it was, part of the radio team and the boss sort of worked together, and we sort of wanted to do something like that.
Yeah.
Something that would make people driving along prick their ears up and
I've heard that,
get their attention.
Well, I've heard that people have almost driven off the road when they've heard it. Now, I guess the next question is, you know, how much is this voice worth to you? Because if you need something for Christmas, maybe people need some ham that really satisfies. For the right price, Brody, I'm happy to give it up.
Yeah, right. Well, you'd have to talk to the boss. He's the numbers man.
Yeah, okay.
Is he a naughty man? Yeah. No, I can't do it anymore. Brody,
quick question. Have you had people confused come in and not be looking for a butcher at all?
No, not yet.
Okay.
When my girlfriend heard it for the first time, she actually said, well, that's a lie.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.